The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show featuring Gogo the Chimp. Nothing like a chimp to liven up the radio show. Easy there. Go. No, Gogo, no!
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. Oh, my goodness. Chris Himes, do you know what I did yesterday?
I mean, it looked like you somehow went back in time to the 60s and did some sort of freedom march. It was crazy.
Well, no kidding. I was in Danbury, Connecticut, gardening in my parents' garden. And then I jumped in the car, drove to Manhattan. I got some Bonhoeffer posters in the mail from mystore.com using the code Eric. I put cardboard on the back of the posters. I jumped in a cab and I zipped up to Columbia University, where my friend Sean Foyt and Pastor Russ Hall were leading a rally to stand with Israel, to stand with the Jews at Columbia University. It was amazing because we were there in the very place where Bonhoeffer really found the meaning of his life, right? Like he comes to, I mean, right up there by Columbia, right across the street is Union Theological Seminary. So in the very place, here I am with a Bonhoeffer poster, in the very place where Bonhoeffer lived and found that you have to put your faith into action, which led him to stand up for the Jews, which led him to give his life in standing up for the Jews against the evil of the Nazis. Here we are at Columbia University as Christians standing up for the Jews in our own time. So it was a real privilege to be there. But it was amazing. It was just amazing. I mean, I don't know. I know that it was on Fox News and some other places put out stuff, but most of it has not really been fully reported. But it was unbelievable. I mean, here you have Sean Foyt, a Christian, leading this whole thing. I'm a Christian. Pastor Russ Hall from Seattle, he's a Christian, and we lead this march, this rally to speak up for the Jews, to stand up for the Jews, and tons of Jews showed up until it was thousands of Christians and Jews standing with Israeli flags, American flags. I mean, it was very moving, actually. It was very, very moving. The pro-Hamas students were...
Yeah, what was the reception like? Because I know it's like, it's literally the number one political issue happening right now in the country.
I'm not going to lie to you. I got stabbed a couple times, but I'm cool. That's how I roll. No.
You said no mas, Hamas. Please, I'm done.
No, honestly, their side was absolutely pathetic, as Sean said. He says, like, yeah, they always talk a good game. They were pathetic. There was like nothing. There was nothing. There were so many hundreds into the thousands of Christians and Jews who showed up. It was an amazing show of solidarity, that the state of Israel has a right to exist, that the hostages need to be released. And as I said, I made, you know, these Bonhoeffer posters with cardboard backing so that we could hold them up, because here you have a Christian who, because of his faith in Jesus, spoke up for the Jews. That's our model, right? And so here we are, you know, 90 years later, at Columbia University, which is a very Jewish university. I mean, it's amazing. It's in New York, which is a very Jewish city. And Jews have been, you know, cowed into having to go into hiding because the pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian activists are vicious. They are not, you know, following the footsteps of Martin Luther King Jr., who showed dignity and nonviolence. No, they are, you know, it's so ugly. And so Sean said, we've got to take a stand. We've got to show our support. So he led this. And I have to.
And also, just to interject for a minute, you know, it's important to stand against anti-Semitism. I mean, you can have issues with how Israel is engaging the response to 10/7 and still support the ugly, you know, to stand up against the ugliness of anti-Semitism that has clearly been resurrected here. So it's not like
that's important. That's important that you said that. And I thank you for saying that because I'm not, this is not some unequivocal approval of, you know, Netanyahu or whatever, but this is, I mean, listen, what Hamas did, every Palestinian, every human being should denounce it. It was sadistic, satanic cruelty, raping, murdering, beheading children. When you behave like that, you need to shut up. I don't want to hear one word from anybody making it sound like, well, you know, they're being oppressed. I mean, that would be like Martin Luther King, you know, leading a riot to behead white people. Like, you know, the reason we revere him, it was because it was nonviolent protest. And listen, that's in the footsteps of Bonhoeffer. Bonhoeffer, you know, who revered Gandhi. I mean, this is not about violent insurrection and protest. And so, we needed to take a stand against anti-Semitism, against the right of Israel to exist as a nation. And it was, I felt honored to be there. Patty Heaton, the star of Everybody Loves Raymond, she was there. She's been all over Twitter since October 7th, you know, posting against what happened and what's been happening. And so it was just great to see people, saw so many friends there. Amazing to see Christians and Jews unite against this evil. So I just was honored to be there. Sean Foyt and Jay Koopman are amazing. They know how to do this kind of stuff. And I just, you know, I'm not doing rallies every day, but it was wonderful. And I'm just so glad I brought the Bonhoeffer poster. So, I mean, he's the face of standing against, you know, the hatred of Jews. And he's our Christian model. So anyway, it was, if anybody wants one of those posters, you can get it where I got it at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. I had to pay like an insane amount for like overnight shipping. But I said, it's important that people understand that this is who we want to be. Somebody who we live out our faith. I mean, in my book, Religionless Christianity, the title comes from Bonhoeffer. And I wanted to, say, this is what we're about. This is not some political thing. This is about standing against evil. And but it was so beautiful. We were at the gates of Columbia, and you know, it was just beautiful. We prayed for the return of the hostages. I prayed, I spoke, and I said, we bless those who curse us. And you know, we stand for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it was incredible. And people can find, if you follow me on Instagram or on Twitter, I'm posting some stuff. But it was great to be with Sean and with Jay Koopman. I should say that, by the way, in both hours today, we've got some important stuff. So I hope you'll tune in. We're launching today our campaign to raise money to literally free slaves in Sudan. We do this once a year. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. We've got to put our faith in action. Again, that's the theme of my new book, Religionless Christianity, because it's what Bonhoeffer kept talking about, faith in action. It's the theme of my book, Letter to the American Church. And how do we do that? How do we live out our faith? And the answer is in every way possible, in however way we can. So I just wanted to say that last night was a staggering success. It brought attention. It brought and it showed people, like, you know, you're not going to pull this on these campuses. Like, you think you're going to get away with this kind of, you know, super nasty activism. No, we're going to speak up for what we believe is right and good and true. And we encourage every Christian and every Jew to do the same wherever they are. So we're out of time. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I've got a great story to tell you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Here's what they just did. They bought the Bidenomics.com website name from under Joe Biden's nose. That's right, Americans for Prosperity, the country's largest conservative grassroots organization, not Joe Biden, runs the Bidenomics.com website. That's kind of like Pepsi buying Coca-Cola.com. Americans for Prosperity takes Biden's own words and destroys them with facts, figures, and irrefutable research. If you want to learn the truth about the economy, Bidenomics.com is for you. Americans for Prosperity has hit a home run with Bidenomics.com. Joe Biden can't be happy that his signature phrase is now in the hands of a group that's going to hold him accountable for his economic failures. Kudos to Americans for Prosperity. Do yourself a favor and visit Bidenomics.com, the website Joe Biden doesn't want you to see. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by Americans for Prosperity.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coax you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew what was good for you, and it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and veggies. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. If you're looking for something to make you feel better naturally, you should definitely try Balance of Nature today. Eat your fruits and veggies every single day with Balance of Nature. I started taking Balance of Nature the day I decided I was ready to feel better. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them direct, you must use the promo code ERIC to get the special offer of 35% off. Call them at 800-2468-751 and use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off. I'll say it again, 800-2468-751. Use discount code ERIC, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code ERIC to get 35% off.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added. LegacyPMInvestments.com, LegacyPMInvestments.com. Check it out.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. If you've been listening to this show for months or years, you know that every now and again, we get really excited about doing something that's an unadulterated good. We often do it by partnering with CSI, that's Christian Solidarity International, who do something, it's almost unthinkable. Slavery exists today. I'm not talking about quote unquote slavery. I'm not just talking about sex trafficking. I'm talking about out and out slavery, people who are enslaved, who live under slavery for years, whose children are born into slavery. It's horrifying stuff. So if we could do something good about it, imagine if we could do something about it. Imagine if we could free actual slaves. Well, we can. You can, which is why today I talked to our friend Todd Chapman. He's with Christian Solidarity International. We are raising funds this month to free slaves. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric. Always great to be with you. And can I just say thanks, first of all, to the Eric Metaxas audience. I was just going over a report of what you did during our last campaign at the end of 2023. And over 500 people from the Eric Metaxas audience participated, and you gave enough money that we were able to free 800 slaves this past December. So that's amazing. Thank you so much. God bless you for being part of that.
It's a staggering thing. I say the same thing over and over. I'm like a broken record. It's hard for me to believe, on the one hand, that this is real, but we know it's real. You've given us details, and I want you to give us details today because a lot of new listeners or people who missed it last time. But I'm also staggered by the fact that we can do something about it. It's not just one of those things that you say, well, just pray about it. There's nothing you can do. You can pray about it, and you can do other things. You can actually free slaves. This is why I get so excited. It's why I get so excited telling my audience, please do this, folks, because you can. It's an amazing, beautiful thing. CSI, you guys, you know, have been, you're the gold standard. We know that every penny we give to CSI is used well. And I want to reiterate what you were just saying to my audience. I have a great audience. I have people who do this out of the goodness of their heart. And folks, I always say it doesn't matter what you give. It just matters that you give, that you understand this is a teaching opportunity with your kids to tell them what's going on. And we get to use something that God has blessed us with to bless other people. So Todd, lay it out. And let me just say, folks, go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner at the top of the page. And there's a lot of information there when you click on the banner at metaxastalk.com. But Todd, for folks who know nothing about this, lay it out. What is CSI doing? What's the situation in Africa today?
Yeah, so CSI actually does a lot of different things. We've been around since 1977, and we were founded as a religious and humanitarian rights organization, basically advocating and getting involved in ministering to persecuted Christians, and also we're involved in disaster response. Right now, we're really actively engaged in trying to feed starving families throughout Africa because of drought conditions there. But the thing that we're probably best known for, and this is our focus on the Eric Metaxas Show and has been for years, is liberating slaves from Sudan. These are women and men, but mainly women that were taken captive back in the late 80s, actually, during the Sudanese Civil War. Basically, what happened was that Arab Muslims were empowered by the government at that time to basically enact religious cleansing. And they were allowed to run roughshod and burn villages of Christians in Sudan, take them captive. And it wasn't until 1995 that we were able actually to advocate and legislate and get legislation passed that stopped the taking of these slaves. But there was no provision made to free the slaves that had already been captured. And so we've been engaged in this work, freeing these slaves. And there's at one point in time, there were nearly 200,000 people, we estimate, that had been taken captive during those years. And so every year, thanks to the generosity of people like your listeners, we're able to free typically about 1,500 captives every year. We do that through a process of what we call slave liberation, where we have basically, we call them Arab retrievers, but they're Arabs. They live in that region. They're sympathetic to what we're trying to do. in freeing these slaves. And they go and they negotiate with these slave owners, and we're able to negotiate the freedom of slaves. And then we, about three or four times a year, we have a liberation march where we literally have to walk these slaves on foot. How else do you walk, I guess, but walk them down to South Sudan, which is a free, largely Christian nation, and we set them on a course to having a new life. We give them a bag of hope, which is all sorts of supplies, tents, blankets, tarps, cooking utensils. We provide them with food, a she-goat, so that they can get some milk and then breed that goat. That becomes a micro-enterprise for them. And whenever possible, we reunite them with their family back in South Sudan, and basically we give them their life back. Eric, you know, think about it. I was thinking actually about this morning, just kind of doing the math. Many of these women that were taken captive in the late 80s, they had slaves, or they had children rather, while they were in captivity. And I was reading some stories of people we just rescued in our most recent liberation. These are young women in their 20s. They were arguably born into slavery. And so now, thanks to the generosity of your listeners, we're freeing children of slaves as well as the initial slaves. And that's just amazing.
Well, it is. The whole thing is stunning. I wanted to say again, folks, this is real. These women are raped by the men who, quote unquote, own them. That we also want to be clear. These are radical Muslims who believe in slavery. So if you want to understand why Christianity is a wonderful thing, serious Christians led the abolition of slavery all around the world. We understand that it's an abomination, that it is evil. We're supposed to treat others as we would want them to treat us. And Christians have abolished slavery, but in the radical Muslim world, slavery is not abolished. And the fact of the matter is that this is happening in Sudan now while we're having this conversation. The good news is we who are Christian, and you don't need to be a Christian, my goodness, anybody who has grown up in the Christianized West understands slavery is evil. And we can do something about it. So I want to say again, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner. We want you to give generously. This is just a beautiful opportunity. Again, it's an unadulterated good that we can do. And so many of you have done it in the past. If you've done it in the past, do it with us now. If you haven't done it, this is your chance. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you click on the banner, you'll see all the details. But let's go, Todd Chapman, through some of the details. How much money is involved? And if somebody gives a certain amount, we want to free a slave and set that person up in a free life in the future. So it's not just about the fact that they're freed. We now set them up with this money in a life of freedom. You just said that. So what are the money amounts involved?
Yeah, so it's $250 to free one slave, and obviously just you can do multiples, and oftentimes we have Eric Metaxas listeners that just, you get so excited about this, you recognize the significance of this opportunity, and we've had people give $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000, and I understand not everybody can do that, but certainly $250 is what we would ask you to consider praying about, or if you wanted to make a monthly gift, and maybe over the course of the year, you know, you give $50 a month and spread it out, and then you're freeing a couple of slaves over the course of the year. But whatever you can do, we all have different capacities. But Eric, as followers of Jesus, we do share the same calling, and that is to set captives free. I mean, Jesus himself said, hearkening back to Isaiah, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I'm anointed to set captives free. That same anointing and calling falls on us. And this is a great way that you can do it. We've got amazing stories of women's lives being given back to them, being transformed. They're reunited with their family that they haven't seen in decades, and they start a life that, frankly, they never thought that they would be able to enjoy because they've never known anything but slavery. And you can be a hand and a heart in making that story happen for even more women this year.
And I hope that people will do that. Folks, think of this as a teaching opportunity with your kids to tell them that there's evil is alive and well in the world, and it is up to those of us who love God and who love truth and goodness to fight against evil, not just to say, oh, it's evil, but to fight against it, to do what we can. One of the things we can do is take out of our treasure and give to good organizations like CSI. But imagine that when you do that in this case, it's not a vague thing going to who knows what, although the who knows what with CSI is always good. But this is a clear thing that you know you can teach your kids. We are using this money, this $250, as a family to free a slave and set that person up in a life of freedom. If you give $21 a month, if you want to give per month, that adds up to $250 over the year. So think about it, folks. You can free a slave. You can get your kids excited about this. I think we would want to do that. Use this as an opportunity. So you go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. I hope everyone will get as excited about it as I am. This is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's an opportunity. Todd Chapman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.
To get back home.
Get ready for a revelation set to rock the very foundation of our society. Just out on Amazon, a groundbreaking manifesto penned by none other than award-winning film producer and human rights activist Jason Jones, titled The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. The book delves deep into our societal anxieties, exposing the sinister tactics of radical reformers who've been fear-mongering and manipulating us into submission. Jones offers a glimmer of hope, insisting we can turn the tide, but only if we act swiftly. Through meticulous research and historical parallels, he unveils the true intentions behind slogans like Build Back Better and You'll Own Nothing and Like It. But this isn't just a book, it's a call to arms. Jones equips us with the knowledge to defend against the anti-human agendas of global elites, protecting our freedoms and liberty. So mark your calendars, get ready to embark on the great campaign against the Great Reset. This isn't just a book, it's a revolution. Don't miss out. Visit Amazon and secure your copy today. Portions of the Eric Metaxas Show are brought to you in part by The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset by Jason Jones.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off.
You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture. But as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Folks, right now I'm talking to our friend Todd Chapman of CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We are literally freeing slaves in Sudan. We need you to help us do that. That's why we are partnering with CSI this month to free slaves in Sudan, where slavery is still a thing. Folks, think about that for a second. Think about that, that's real. Todd, you were talking in the past about how the UN and folks stepped in the 90s and abolished the ability of these Sudanese to take slaves, to take war slaves, war captives. But they did not, they were not required to give up the slaves they had already taken. So right now, as we have this conversation, there are innumerable enslaved people in Sudan. We have the ability through CSI to find them, to free them, to set them up in a life of freedom. So this is a big deal. I want my audience to be all in on this. I want to tell you, out of the box, folks, you go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner at the top of the page. But it's an amazing thing to me, Todd. You said that every $250 frees a slave and sets them up in a life of slavery. And you talked about the kids. This is what I can't take it. These are mothers that are enslaved. Their children are enslaved. So we can free them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because if you do the math, many of the slaves that are still in captivity today were taken captive. You know, they were enslaved back in the 80s and 90s. And so many of them have had children who have grown up in slavery. And now those women are having kids as well. And one of the things that we've been trying for many years to be able to accomplish, and we haven't had any success until recently, and we're really excited about this, is begin to free children, present-day children, along with their mother when we negotiate. And the slave owners, they were really reticent to do that for the longest time. You know, I mean, again, they're like, well, I'll give you the slave in exchange for this cattle vaccine. By the way, that's what we barter for. We never give them cash, but it's always a cattle vaccine that they need because these are largely cattle ranchers. But they would never let us take their children until the last year or so. We've been able to negotiate and say, look, we want the child to come with the mother, and they've been open to doing that. So that's a big praise God, first of all. And I was just reading stories. Several women with kids and their kids were liberated during our November slave liberation. And you're talking kids, you know, 2-3 years old, and they didn't have to be taken away from their mom. And you can imagine a mom. So she is liberated, but she can't take her child. We've had them say, no, I'm not going to go because I can't leave my child. And so the ability to free that baby along with her mom, we even had some pregnant women make the long 3-4-5 day march into South Sudan while they were 8 months pregnant. And then they gave birth to their baby in freedom. And we just love that. It's just another layer of God working through you to provide freedom for even more people. So look, if you can't get excited enough about freeing one slave, I hope you can get excited about freeing a slave and her baby and making sure that they both can live their lives in freedom and be reunited with their family, because that's what you're doing with every $250 that you give during this campaign.
I said it a few minutes ago, and you said it, that people can give monthly. So $250 is the magic number. We hope that everyone will want to do that. We hope that people who can do multiples of that will do multiples of that. Imagine being able to celebrate with your family and say, we have freed 4 slaves in Sudan. This is real. These are real people. This is not a metaphor. This is not a metaphorical slavery. This is literal slavery that is happening now in 2024. And we can do that. But I want to say, folks, if you can't pull together $250 for one gift, you can give something per month. Maybe you can do $50 this month. If you do $21 a month, that reaches $250 by the end of the year. So if that's all you can do, please do it. Please tell your kids that this is something we get to do as a family because we are free, because Jesus died for us. We live in a free nation, and we're compelled by our love of God to help our neighbors. The scripture commands us to love our neighbors. And this is one of the things we can do. This is how we love our neighbors, by sacrificing, by taking money that we could use on whatever we want and saying, I choose by the grace of God to use this for God's purposes. You get nothing back in the natural, right? But you choose to do this as an act of worship to God. You worship God with your money. So I say $21 a month, $250, every $250 frees a slave. And this is real. And, you know, I talk a lot, Todd, about, I have a new book out called Religionless Christianity. And I really talk about how if you don't put your faith into action, maybe it's a sign you have no faith. And so I want to exhort people, live out your faith. Don't just say, I believe these things. Live out your faith. It's an opportunity. By the way, folks, when you live out your faith, it increases your faith. When you lean on God by living out your faith, it increases your faith. It's like exercise. We have to practice our faith. We have to live out our faith. And people say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, there are many things you can do, but this is something right now we're talking about that it's as clear as a bell. There are people enslaved. You can give a small amount of money and free them. To me, it's just one of the most beautiful things imaginable that you can do something. It is an unadulterated, unmitigated good, something beautiful. You can teach your kids. You can teach your kids about the value of freedom, about what freedom is. You can teach your kids about what it is to live out their faith by giving, to live out their faith by acting, live out their faith self-sacrificially. The website, my website, radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see the banner for MetaxasTalk.com. There's all the information there. I just exhort you to do what you can, please, folks. MetaxasTalk.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Todd Chapman, who is with Christian Solidarity International. We partner with them every year, once or twice, to do something beautiful for God. And that's a phrase from Mother Teresa, to do something beautiful for God, to give life and joy and liberty to those. We may not know their names, but we do something unto the Lord. So, Todd, you've been with CSI for a while. How long has CSI been involved in literally freeing slaves? Because that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, well, CSI has been around since 1977 as a religious and human rights organization. But we really got involved in freeing slaves back in the early 1990s. So we've been doing this for a while. The slaves we're talking about, these are women that were taken captive during the Sudanese Civil War, basically the religious cleansing that occurred there starting in 1983. It persisted until 1995, when actually CSI helped negotiate with the UN. We basically advocated and said, look, you got to stop this. We got to get the slave taking stopped. And we were successful in that. And they said, no more taking of slaves. But what they didn't do is they didn't say, and you have to release the captives that have been taken over the last 12 years. And so ever since 1995, we've been, thanks to generous people like your listeners, we've been freeing captives every year. About 1,500 every year is what we typically do. We've already seen 400 slaves freed this year. We just did a liberation last month. And we've got a couple more coming up later this year. And so we're just, number one, educating you that this is a thing, because most people don't even know that almost 200,000 human beings Christians were taken captive and have been held as slaves since the 80s. I mean, 40 years. And Eric, we were talking about this earlier. Those original slaves have had children who are now having children. So you've got multi-generational slavery. And our goal and our calling by God, and hopefully, it is your calling as well. And maybe this is just a revelation that you can be a part of this, is to provide freedom for these captives in Jesus' name. And that's what we're doing. $250, $21 a month. And you set a captive free. We reunite them with their family in South Sudan whenever we can, and set them on a course to having a life in freedom. And, you know, Eric, it's interesting because you read the stories about these captives. Some of them were taken as a slave at such a young age. They don't even know what their birth, when they were born. Sometimes they don't know how old they are. They guess, but they don't really know. And they don't even know their names. Oftentimes their father, their brothers were killed when they were taken captive, and they and their mom were carted off to North Sudan, then separated. And so they've lived a life of despair and loneliness and slavery, all sorts of abuse. I mean, it's absolutely tragic what's been done to these people. And I can't think of a more beautiful expression of the gospel and the love of Jesus than to not just say, oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. And that's really sad. And then turn and walk away. It's actually to, as you've been talking about in your new book, put that faith, that compassion in action, and do something that's actually going to set that captive free and make sure that they experience firsthand the freedom that can only be found in Jesus. And so that's the opportunity that you have today here on the Eric Metaxas Show.
And it's a witness, folks, to your non-Christian friends. Are you living out your faith? I think a lot of times non-Christians look at Christians and they go, what's the difference between you and me? You go to some building on Sunday morning, you do some stuff. So what? Well, I want to be clear. God expects us to do more than worship him on Sunday mornings. He expects us to live out our lives in every way as a testimony to our faith in him, to our faith in the God who came to this planet and died for us. We're supposed to live our whole lives in reaction to that beautiful thing. We're supposed to react in every way we can to show the world and to show God that we believe this, that he did this for me. And I want to say that, you know, this is a great opportunity when you do something like this. As I said, if you give $25 a month, if that's all you can give, that adds up to $250 a year. And that will free a slave. $250 is what frees a slave and sets up a slave in a life of freedom. So it's a beautiful thing, but you can share with your neighbors or your friends and say, this is what I have done. Have you done it? Ask your friends, do they believe in slavery? Do they know that Christians have been enslaved because of their Christian faith by radical Muslims? Do they know about that? Why don't they know about that? Why don't you tell them about that? Why don't you ask them if they want to participate? Are they abolitionists or do they not care? If you live out your faith, you make it obvious that you care about this, and that the God that died for you to free you from bondage, from spiritual bondage, that God exhorts you to live out your faith and to show people that when you believe in Jesus, you live differently. You give sacrificially. You do things like this. As far as I'm concerned, this is a teaching opportunity for our kids to show our kids that we take seriously everything we say. We take seriously the idea that our money is God's money. It's not our money, it's God's money. He gave it to us, and we use it however we can, when we can, to show whose money it is, and to show that, you know, just as you would want someone to give this money if you were enslaved, you would want Christians who had the money to give a little bit of that money to free you. You do that. You do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But this is a great opportunity to teach your neighbors, talk to your neighbors. Did you know that Christians, because of their Christian faith, are enslaved right now while you're here in America free, taking it for granted probably? Did you know that? And did you know that Christians motivated by their faith in Jesus are living out that faith? Folks, live out your faith in this way. The website is MetaxasTalk.com. It's MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. Every $250 frees a human being. And when we think, Todd, that they have been enslaved for decades, ladies and gentlemen, when you have the power to do something about that, how can you not? How can you not? It's amazing to me. And I want to say real clear that, you know, when you do something like this, folks, you will feel better. You'll instantly feel better that you've done something beautiful for God. You've lived out your faith. And I want to challenge everybody listening to this. Do this today, folks. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, do what you can today. You will feel good because, you know, you're moving with God when you do something like this. Is there any doubt that it's the Lord's will that these slaves be freed. They have been faithful. By being Christians, they've been enslaved. Why don't we live out our faith in such a way, show that we're Christians by freeing them from where they are? The website is metaxastalk.com. Right at the top is the banner. All the information is there. But today is your day. Do this today. God bless you. Folks, I welcome back Todd Chapman to be on the program. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric. Glad
Listen,
to be here.
What you're doing at CSI, you know, I get very excited about this for many reasons, just because the ability to literally free slaves. Folks, there are slaves in Sudan today, enslaved by radical Muslims. We can stand against that and with our own money today, free slaves. And let's be clear, Todd, make the case, because sometimes I'll get an email from people like, oh, I don't want to encourage the slave trade by paying off slavers with money. It'll just encourage them to do more of this. Can you explain how that's not right, that people are getting it wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, there is now legislation in place that forbids, it prohibits any more, you know, slaves from being taken captive. And so you've got that. But second of all, we know we never pay cash for a slave. We instead negotiate and barter their freedom with a cattle vaccine. Many of these slave owners are cattle ranchers and they need this vaccine. They can't get any other way. And so we provide that in exchange for freeing a captive. And we know that it's not creating more a market, if you will, because we continue every year to free slaves. We've freed since 1995, we've freed over 100,000 slaves. And so every year, the number of people remaining in captivity continues to decline. So we know it's working. We know that other people aren't being taken captive. And so rest assured that we've already thought that through, and this is the best way to do this. We've been doing this a long time. But, you know, Eric, I think you said something earlier, and this is really what I would like to communicate to your listeners. If you look around at what's happening in the world right now, it can be a real bummer. It seems really dark, religious persecution everywhere. Even here in America, as we look at these protests and riots on our college campuses, these anti-Semitic sensibilities and all of that. But what do we do as Christians in the face of that? We don't despair. We actually look up and we look for opportunities to be a source of light and love and goodness and hope in the world. And this is a way that you can do that. You can give $21 a month, $25, $50 a month, $250, $500, and literally set a human being free for the rest of her life in the name of Jesus. And now recently, Eric, too, we've been able to free the children along with their moms. We're really excited about that. But we can't continue to do this work without your generous support. We've got more slave liberations coming up this month. And we're praying that the Eric Metaxas listeners during this month are going to provide enough money to free at least 100 captives. You've done it time and time again. So we're absolutely confident that God will lay on your heart what you should do and that you're going to respond in obedience. So thank you.
And that's the goodness of this audience. I want to say thank you in advance to everyone for responding to this. I kind of wonder how you could not respond. Metaxastalk.com is the website. But when you hear how simple this is, how glorious this is, that with your money, you can literally free people from slavery. This is not talking about improving people's lives. It's talking about translating them from being slaves to being free. It's an unimaginable thing. It's a picture of the good news of Jesus Christ on so many levels. When you live out your faith, you do things that I can't get over it. We get to do this, folks. We get to do this. And I want you to share with your neighbors. Say, did you know that people are enslaved right now while we're talking? For being Christians, did you know that? And are you doing anything about it? Do you care about them or don't you care? Well, the only way you can say something like that is if you care and if you've done something about it. So I want to exhort you to go to metaxastalk.com to click on the banner. You'll see there, everything is there. And I always say this, anybody who's able to give $15,000, right? That's very few people, maybe nobody. But if you can, I will volunteer my evening. I'll have dinner with you. We'll figure out where and what city, your city, my city. But I just want to throw that out there for somebody that wants to give a big tax deductible gift to this glorious glorious effort. It's a beautiful thing. It's CSI. You have to go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you can give $250, whatever you can give, now is the time. Do this. You'll feel better about yourself today. You're aligning with God's principles. You're worshiping him with your money. Go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please do it today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.